Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Jill Biden has released her memoir in which she recalls the immense pressure that Joe Biden faced in the aftermath of his disastrous 2024 presidential debate performance. And while some have welcomed the book, others say it has done the Biden family and the Democratic Party more harm than good. Well, journalist Hilary McGann has just finished this book and she joins me now. Hello, Hilary.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good, but I was really surprised to read quotes from some of those who were really at the heart of the Biden administration at the time, saying, why do this now? Why say these things now? And they were particularly critical of Jill when she says in the book that she felt that Joe maybe had had a stroke on the stage. Take us through some of the reaction, first of all, and then we'll talk about what you thought of it.
Yes, well, listen, it's the most talked about book in the US this week, without a doubt. I expect it to be on all the bestsellers next week. And I have to say, I listened to the book in one day. It's a very easy listen and it's fascinating. It's also, I always find it really interesting to hear from the perspective of somebody that was in the White House at the time. There's been so many books covered about that last presidential election. This is the first time we're hearing directly from the former First Lady, Jill Biden, on what she thought. It's been reported about and speculated about many times how she felt at the time. And you're right, this has opened old wounds amongst a lot of Democrats. And she writes in the book that she thought during that infamous June 2024 debate that her husband, President Biden, was having a medical event. She later said in an interview that she thought it was specifically that he might have been having a stroke. And a lot of Democrats are now saying, well, why is there such a discrepancy between what you're saying now that you felt at the time and how the reaction was? And I'm not just talking about in the immediate aftermath of the debate. You're not going to, and I can understand and I can appreciate, as a wife, you're not going to get out there publicly and say it was a bad night. However, we do have to remember that there was nearly a month that went by of them hanging on and saying, I'm staying in the race, I'm going to run, I can do a second term in office, before he ultimately, from after a lot of pressure from Democrats, stepped out of the race. And so there's a lot of anger of saying, you know, you told us everything was fine and it clearly wasn't.
Yeah, and it makes no sense to say now that she thought maybe he'd had a medical emergency or a stroke, because straight after the debate, didn't he go and do a photo shoot at a Waffle House? And then there was a rally after that. Now, if you thought your husband had had a stroke, you'd be getting medical help for him immediately. So it leaves you questioning whether she's a reliable witness to all of this.
Look, I think the overall theme, what I came away from the book here is thinking the overall theme here is a marriage of a lot of love, but I think a lot of naivety as well. And they seem to prioritize, the Biden family seems to be very tight-knit, but they seem to prioritize loyalty over everything else. And, you know, Jill Biden does do some retrospective thinking and she, you know, she does look and say, was this a case that people were scared to tell us the truth? Was I actually able to objectively look and be clear in my thoughts about my husband's ability or his aging? She talks a lot about how he had, you know, declined physically, but not mentally. And she's very clear in saying that. I think what was really interesting is that in the interview, and this isn't in the book, but in the interview, the first interview she did about this book, she says about the debate, she says, look, that was the first time I had seen him like that. And I haven't seen him like that since. And I think that caught a lot of people by surprise too. And people were saying, do you really feel that way? Because over here in the US, Claire, a lot of Democrats feel that they were gaslit in that last election and the run up to President Biden dropping out of the race. Because they were saying, you know, we've seen clips like this where he looks confused and we can't just, I know it's a polarized society over here, it's so political, but we can't just constantly say, oh, Fox News edited a clip in a misleading way. And so a lot of Democrats that I've spoken to say, stop gaslighting us. And I think that this, in one way, I can appreciate her reasoning for wanting to write a book, but it does definitely reopen old wounds and it raises a lot of questions about the honesty Democrats had in their approach towards voters at such a critical time.
Well, reopening old wounds is the problem that a lot of Democrats now have this week with this. You know, they're saying, why are you relitigating this when we're in the run-up to the midterms? What is the point? And she is ultimately trying to sell books and obviously doing that very successfully. But were you surprised at the level of vitriol coming from within the Democrats towards Jill Biden for doing these interviews now, for releasing this book now?
I wasn't surprised, but I will say that it seems to fall not just on, it's not down party lines. Actually, when you look at some of the Democrats that are speaking out the most heavily, they tend to be lawmakers from swing states. And so a lot of this actually, to understand the reactions of politicians, you kind of have to understand where in the country they're coming from. So it tends to be almost the case that if you're a Democrat in a blue state that's always voted Democrat, you're not worried about your future in these upcoming midterms. They kind of haven't been as critical, whereas it tends to be more where somebody's seat is up for grabs. They're saying, why are we relitigating this? At the same time, I will play devil's advocate here and say there have been so many books written, including a book by former Vice President Kamala Harris, talking about this presidential election. And I can understand and appreciate that for a historical record, the former First Lady wants to get her words out there. I wouldn't be surprised if President Biden also released a book. And when it comes to the timing, it's one of those things where I don't think the book would have been written by last year. Yes, of course, we're now in a midterm year, but we are 5 months away. Politics is moving so fast here in the US at the moment. And if it was post midterms, the same critics will come out and say, why are you doing this ahead of another presidential election? So I can appreciate the delicacy, how delicate it is when it comes to the timing here.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it can be sliced any which way, of course, as with all of these things, particularly American politics. But what was it about the book that left you listening to it in one day? What was so attractive to you when you started it?
Well, I should caveat that now, Claire, and say that I'm absolutely a fanatic when it comes to US politics. So I was always going to listen to it straight away. But it just is a very interesting read. I will say that a lot of the headlines that have been generated around this book about the debate and dropping out of the election, they are maybe four chapters amongst about a 30. You know, so this is really looking at her experience as a first lady and obviously, you know, as the wife of somebody that was in politics for more than 50 years. And so it is a very interesting book. She talks about their son, Beau Biden, dying in 2015 from brain cancer, talks about Hunter Biden's struggles with addiction. It's a very, in as far as I think she can be, it's as honest as she can be. I think she truly believes what she is saying. What is really interesting to me is that actually in the entire book, from my memory, President Trump's name is never mentioned. He is always referred to as his opponent, which I thought was really interesting. And another note that I don't think has gotten a lot of attention is that their marriage dynamic seems very interesting to me. It seems like a marriage where they don't actually discuss difficult topics. And she kind of says that herself. You know, when she was going through the menopause, they never discussed it. When she had concerns about his health, she went to his doctors, not to him. When it came to whether or not he was going to run for president in 2020, that was his decision and his decision alone. I thought a lot of that was very, very interesting. And another takeaway I thought was reading between the lines. It's sometimes, you know, what somebody doesn't say in their book, Claire. And
yeah,
you definitely get a sense that Jill Biden holds a lot of resentment towards elites in the Democrat Party on the treatment of her husband, and a resentment that her husband seems to have let go. And I'm talking specifically about Nancy Pelosi and George Clooney. And so George Clooney, if you remember in July, the New York Times op-ed, and you can tell that went down like a lead balloon, and they have really held on to a feeling of resentment there. They also, she did an interview yesterday with The View in the US, which is, you know, probably the biggest daytime talk show here. And she makes it very clear that the hurt that was caused, and she says specifically, some of those friendships were 50 years. And she's clearly talking about Nancy Pelosi there, who I think had a very difficult job at the time.
That's
she
it. And you see,
of the president, like, but she was clear in saying he has a decision to make.
I know. Like, and we all look back at that debate when it happened. There was no other option but for him to go. And I think everybody knew that at that time. And he wouldn't. And I think people were, you know, delicately suggesting that maybe Jill be the one to push this, and it wasn't happening. So that's why her friends had to go and publicly do it, one could argue.
Yes, absolutely. I thought that was really, really interesting. And again, it goes back to that point I'm trying to make of the Biden family. I think there's a sense of loyalty over everything else. And what was also interesting, when you go back to that point of loyalty, I also read straight away when it came out last year, Kamala Harris's book, 107 Days, where she looks at that brief period of time she had to run for president after President Biden had stepped out of the race. And it's very interesting to read the different perspectives that they shine, the different light that they shine on the dynamics between the Biden and Harris camps. And Kamala Harris was quite clear in saying that, you know, her and her husband, Doug Emhoff, certainly felt while she was vice president that they had to be loyal. And that was always said to them, are you loyal to me? Are you loyal to me? And they were given, she was given awful jobs when she was criticized, never got supported. That was the feeling that they felt. Whereas you definitely got a sense that Jill Biden in this book was almost trying to rewrite history on that relationship, mm-hmm. saying, you know, we loved each other, we were like family. And I just felt that there was a huge disconnect between the perspectives of both camps, which this is why I love that these people write the books, because, you know, sometimes when reporters write books, there's a fantastic book called Original Sin by Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson. But again, people will say, oh, well, that's based on sources. You're hearing straight from people. And that's why I think books like this, regardless of the controversy and the speculation around it at the moment, I think it's important that books like this are released, you know.
Hilary, thank you so much. Hilary McGann there, doing great work in the United States. Irish, of course, as you can hear. And she does a great service as well on social media. If you want to follow News by Hill, you'll get all of the American news and more there as well, directly from Hilary.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.